Well, hello, this is Kelsey Tollefson here from Appleton Area Health. I work in Appleton as a mental health counselor. And today I want to talk with you a little bit about students and how this pandemic has affected them. And we finally made it to 2021. I think a lot of people are very excited that we've left this, what people call a dumpster fire of a year behind us, and a start of a new year with the hope of leaving all the stress and chaos behind us. But unfortunately, I think we'll be riding 2020's coattails for quite some time still. This pandemic has affected us and many populations in different ways, but today we're going to highlight how this pandemic has affected the mental health of our students. So I primarily work as an adult therapist, but I dabble in working with teens and adolescents too. One of the things I have noticed over the last couple months is a gradual increase of patients on my caseloads that are school-age students. And now, for the first time in their life, they seem to be struggling to deal with the stress, the inconsistencies of their schedules and activities, and some of them seem to have some depression or anxiety. And generally speaking, for the students that had like pre-existing mental health concerns, it seems that their symptoms too have been exacerbated because of this pandemic. Some of my patients report how it can be hard to follow a routine, eat regular meals, sleep regular hours. Maybe their motivation has decreased. Sometimes they have difficulty focusing. Sometimes they notice they're procrastinating a little bit more often than normal. Sometimes they can isolate in their bedroom or a certain area of their house. They report feeling frustrated and angry, feeling sad. It seems that sometimes they spend too much time binge-watching Netflix or Hulu or other streaming shows, overusing social media or gaming devices, and they notice an increase in digital communication with their peers. While not every student experiences some of those symptoms, some of them do. The consistently changing instruction models, being home alone while family members are working, financial strain on families, and too much togetherness, as some people say. The lack of typical stress relievers like sports or socializing, they don't help much either. We add all those things together, and what do we expect? Students just to hang in there? Yeah, I don't think so. If it's unrealistic for students to just hang in there, then what do we expect them to do? And that's where the adults come in. Parents, guardians, teachers, coaches, pastors, or any other important influencers in students' lives, it's your job to pay attention. So I want you to pay attention to see if you can notice any drastic changes in the student's behavior over the last couple months or even the last couple weeks. For example, maybe you notice a student's grades are declining. Maybe the student is kind of holed up in his or her room all day. Maybe they rarely go outside. Maybe they sleep more often. Maybe they're easily frustrated or angry. Maybe they seem more sad, anxious, or depressed. If you notice something that is out of the ordinary, it's important to approach the subject with the student and approach it with compassion and empathy. Check in with them to see what's happening. If you feel that checking in with the student is a little bit out of your comfort zone or you're not really sure what to say but think that they need more help, talk with them maybe about getting connected to a professional of some sort. Getting help from a professional may mean seeing a counselor or even talking with your doctor. A simple phone call to your clinic can get the ball rolling. Your school may also be aware of the current resources available. I think it's our duty to provide for our students to the best of our ability during these unprecedented times. These students are doing their best to adapt and to do the best they can with the situations and circumstances they've been given. but I think it's our job to also help them to the best of our ability. So, if you're a caregiver of a student, I ask that you check in with them. See how they're doing, and maybe even check with the school if you've got concerns. If you find that they need help, it's only a phone call away. So, again, this is Kelsey Tollefson from Appleton Area Health. Thanks for listening.